catching up quickly with Pioneers team owner Chuck Heeman here this morning. Chuck, opening day just a couple of days away, coming up on Friday night. If you could maybe spell it out for all the fans around the region that are thinking about getting out to the ballpark this weekend, how the seating will work, what's the plan as far as protocols, and what can fans expect over at the yard?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of what you've seen in other places, like Highway 92, the way they set up, and the Legion games, how they're set up, where we'll have in our general admission seating, we'll block off every other row, but we've also added seating out beyond the left field fence. The city has brought over some bleachers from the softball field and have put sod in there and really dressed it up. So there's going to be room for everybody, plenty of room. They'll just be spread out a little more. In the reserve seating, we actually are able to use about half of our seats there. And what we'll do is our season ticket holders, we're going to put them in groups. So half of our season ticket holders in that area can use their reserve seats one day, and then there'll be general admission the next day, and they'll alternate. It sounds a little more confusing, I think, than it is. I think once people get used to it, they'll be fine. People have been very understanding about it. So there's going to be plenty of room for everybody. We'll just be spread out a little more. We've added a concession stand. Coca-Cola's brought in their festival trailer, so we'll be able to take care of everybody that way. We're going to mark the ballpark on Thursday with our COVID restrictions and the guidelines we need to follow. But, there's going to be plenty of room for everybody, and we will have fun with it, and we'll get it going on Friday night.
And then will there be changes that will kind of mess up all the planning that you've had to go through to get things started here for late June as you head into July, and how will that look?
You have no idea how this has messed up our plans. We've really had to reconfigure not only the ballpark, but you know, we have an online ticketing system where people buy tickets online. Everything's kept track of through there, and we really have had to revamp the whole thing. We just now this morning are able to print our season tickets, and that's, you know, what we're doing here this morning, so they'll be ready for people. It's new territory for everybody. You know, everybody in town that hosts people at their venue, we've all had to work through this for the last few months. We're kind of lucky that we're kind of on the tail end of that. We opened late, so we weren't hit with a lot of the harsh restrictions that people had at the beginning. And, you know, now we're near the end of June, and we're really kind of looking forward to what the July guidelines will be and how maybe we can, you know, make things a little better for the fans. But really, like I said, there's going to be plenty of room for everybody. We have the new seating area out in the left field lawn, the Coca-Cola Frontier. People are welcome to bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair, stretch out. People have been asking us to put a berm out there for 2 years now, and all of a sudden we have one. So, we're very positive, whereas maybe 3 weeks ago we weren't so much. Just kind of working with the restrictions that we have, working with PPHD and the city of Gehring, they've really had some good ideas on this. I feel good about it. I feel good about it.
Chuck, I know it's been a long haul, a tough grind here for you as you guys try and make this all happen. And I know fan safety is of utmost importance to you and the safety for everyone involved with your organization. So congrats on getting it all figured out and pieced together, and best of luck as you get things underway on Friday night.
Well, thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. I really, really can't wait to get started. It's going to be interesting to see how this all turns out.
6:35 first pitch, coverage on 101.3 KOZY against Pier, opening night on Friday.